trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So your heater is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR, Shasta, Redding. KCNR 1460.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Your foremost authority on alpha male good life maneuvers, and that includes, but not limited to, cigars, spirits, dames, grilling, fantastic libations, and as always, celebrating America, as I hope you did on this past Independence Day earlier this week. And we have moved forward to the special theater of operations in Western New York at a very classified, secure location that we will tell you about momentarily, but a big announcement for the first time ever here on the Cigar Dave Show. But we welcome you front and center, as always, as we get ready for 2 hours of alpha male pleasure maneuvers. Enemies of pleasure need not apply. Long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, screw the enemies of pleasure, as I mentioned, your global alpha, five-star global alpha, and alpha male in chief, front and center at a special theater of operations. We have moved to a classified location, the Western New York area, and we've got make announcement of who we've got here. But first up, Butcher Dave. We are here, Butcher Dave, at the Butcher Dave Meat Extravaganza HQ. This is monumental. It is unbelievable. The aroma of smoking pigs, ribs, all sorts of dead meat animal products is wafting around us, and, of course, great cigars. This is the greatest place to be today by far.
General, welcome to the test kitchens. We've got a bunch of butts being rubbed and pigs spinning on the spits.
Now, I see one that says Hillary. You want to, and it's got a looks like a giant wide ass. I mean, it's almost looked like a double wide there. You want to explain that?
Well, I've got two of them out there. I've got Hillary and Rosie.
There you go. Exactly. That absolutely works. So, Butcher Dave, you are now in the catering and, I guess, mobile barbecuing business.
Yeah, I bring a big 12-foot smoker to whatever location you have. Smoke meats all day. We've got grills, spits, whatever you need. The big thing is I bring plenty of meat.
Bring the meat. No vegans allowed. We're going to get, by the way, I didn't get a chance last week to talk about what happened to Sarah Huckabee Sanders at that Red Hen Lexington, Virginia restaurant. But there is a good analogy that we'll get to momentarily. But first, let me go around the table and introduce everyone who is joining us. This is a warm-up for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, Saturday, August 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Buffalo Riverworks. We are exactly 5 weeks away. Hard to believe. Summer's almost over here in the Western New York Theater of Operations. Going to be snowing before you know it. But we've got, as always, Colonel Ange front and center. Colonel Ange, Are you ready for Alpha Pleasure Fest maneuvers 5 weeks from now?
Yes, General, can't wait. We're getting it all together. In fact, I did my best not to rub Hillary's butt at in the test kitchens, but I'm racking and rolling, ready to go.
You know, it's interesting because looking at that butt, it was very pasty white. It had looked like a lot of cellulite on there.
Yeah.
It just really was a flabby ass.
Yeah, good thing we stopped at the thighs and or the butt and get down to the thighs.
I'll tell you what.
I'm moving on. I'm getting this out of my head.
I'll tell you what. One of those Hillary thighs is larger than my arm.
Yep. You know what?
I should say, correction. Her thighs, one thigh is larger than all of us wrapped around together. It's that big. It's very large.
Yeah, you could feed a party of 50. Easy.
Taste would leave a very sour taste in your mouth.
I wouldn't tell them.
All right, we already introduced Butcher Dave. We have got, to my left, right near one of the poles underneath our special tent here, we've got Puff Muffin Lori.
As Dave, as always, your command is my wish.
Yes, it is. You have learned exceptionally well. And by the way, what is, just out of curiosity, you probably know this, what's the businessman's lunch special at Flay's Go-Go Steak Pub today on Delaware Avenue?
I think it's Hillary Pig.
I think it used to be the $3.95 businessman's lunch special. By the way, for those of you that may not know, that are not from the Buffalo area, Flay's was a topless place where they always had their executive or businessman's lunch special. So I'll never forget, my mother would ask me if I'd go off campus in my senior year of high school, where'd you go for lunch? I went to Flay's, you know, steak pub. And she said, oh, how was it? I said, the businessman's lunch special was excellent. She said, what'd you have? I said, the breast. And I think she just figured out exactly what Flay's was just about a few weeks ago. All right, we've got Captain Paul front and center.
General, it's great to have you back in Buffalo, the Western New York Theater of Operations. I've got to tell you, you're a hero to everybody here in Western New York because we've been praying for rain. And you show up, and we've got a beautiful rainy day. I love it. I mean, now the grass is going to grow, all our flowers. You know, Rita's got to love this. How much planting has she been doing, Colonel Ange?
Lots and lots. She's in her garden.
Yeah, so all, you know, Western New York, all the farmers love you, Dave.
Well, I brought it from the Cigar City of Tampa, because as you know, this time of year, we are in the monsoon season, and we get the rains nonstop. So I brought some of that with us. But that, you see, a wussified beta would say, oh, it's a little wet outside. Ooh, I'm afraid. I'm scared. I can't get wet. Alphas, we don't care. Rain, snow, sleet, hurricanes, monsoons, tropical storms, we are front and center enjoying our cigars, our delicacies. And by the way, I should say, Butcher Dave, that everything that's smoking on your gigantic grill is indeed undercover, so it's all protected.
Yeah, we try to keep it undercover and got to keep the temperatures just right.
All right, will you be bringing your new special, what is it, like a 10-foot smoker?
It's 12 feet.
Colonel Ange would know this, our good friend Big Don, the barbecue artist formerly known as Tony Fatso.
I remember that name.
That's right. Yes, had a big, giant, black grill that would attach to the back of a pickup truck, and he called it Black Bart.
In fact, Black Bart was a beautiful thing. He would bring it to all the festivals. Back in the day when we would do our a show from Ybor City, we'd roll that in. And I think right now it's the property of one Brady Fisher at Brady's Backyard.
Oh, does Brady have that now?
Yes, he does. It's in the backyard.
Well, it's in a good home, no question about it.
Yes,
fantastic.
Sir.
All right, so Butcher Dave, now that you've got the Butcher Dave meat extravaganza, your test kitchens, may I assume that you're working on some special delicacies for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest Saturday, August 11th, 5 weeks away from today?
Unbelievable that you mention that. I've been thinking about something special. It's kind of have a little Florida connection for you. I really don't want to let it out of the bag, though.
All right, well, there's an abundance of alligators right now. They're finding them everywhere. So if I get one, two things. One, I'm going to ship it up. You get rid of the skin because it's going to make a great, a few pair of shoes, a couple of nice briefcases, and then you can take the rest of it and we can put it right in the grill. I have had gator tail before. It is pretty good.
You remember last year, 2 years ago, I sewed together that football, so I could make the luggage myself.
You could make the luggage. No question about it. All right, we have got some very, very disturbing, sad news that just took place. And it actually happened a week before last, but didn't have a chance to get to it. Thousands and thousands of whiskey barrels came crashing down at the Barton 1792.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Dan Anderson.
We'll be right back.
of this four-game series, which will wrap up tomorrow night. The 45s took the first two games of the series on Thursday night. They were 13-7 winners, and last night 6-0 winners. And they look to continue that trend tonight with Rance Pittman on the mound in his first start of the season. And let's look at the lineup for the Stars. They will bring out Brooks Dyer playing shortstop, batting first. Chayton Whitwright in right field, batting second. The third, batting third is Brad Grant at second base, designated hitter in the fourth slot, number 30, Connor Schaefer. Batting fifth, third baseman is number 17, Kane Brock. Batting sixth, first baseman, number 25, Tobin Bowden. And batting seventh is center fielder, number 24, Jackson Elder. Batting eighth, catcher, number 2, Trent Allen. And rounding out the lineup is the left fielder, number 3, Carson Doyle. So the Portland 45 is looking to keep this momentum rolling today with Pittman on the mound, and behind the dish doing the catching for the 45s is going to be number 3, Logan Gomes. And Dyer steps in, the left-handed batter, for the first pitch of the night. And it will be outside for ball one to start the game. First pitch is going to be at 7:16 tonight. And it's a warm 94 degrees out here at Tiger Field. Second pitch is going to be high, ball two. It was actually a pretty warm day and really smoky, but the smoke has blown away. It's turning into going to be a quite a lovely evening, I think, for baseball tonight here at Tiger Field. Third pitch is going to be up high and away. Dyer has to duck out of the way. That one is 3-0. And it's going to be a four-pitch walk there for Pittman, and Dyer will go tread on down to first base. And Gomes will go out to talk to Pittman here and try to settle him down here with four straight pitches for a walk here. Next up is going to be Whitwright, the right fielder. Whitwright 0-for-7 in the series so far. He does have two RBIs and a walk. And the first pitch will be in there, and it will be a strike. Just caught the inside of the plate. So Pittman does get his first strike of the game here, the fifth pitch of the game. Whitwright will square to bunt. He'll pull it back, and it'll be strike two. And they throw on down to see if they can get Dyer, but he's back into the bag there. So the 0-2 pitch here to Whitwright. Pittman finally comes home. This is going to be on the ground to the third baseman. He's going to go to second to get the fielder's choice there. So Dyer's out, and Whitwright will be at first base. One away here at the top of the first. And that'll bring up second baseman Brad Grant, a left-handed batter. Colt 45s wearing all white, including their hats, their black bill with white piping on the jersey and black piping on the pants. And the Stars will be wearing black shirts with red numbering and white pants with white piping on their pants tonight. First pitch to Grant was strike one. Second pitch in there, strike two, both looking there. So Pittman's really settled down after that first at-bat where he threw four straight pitches for balls to Dyer, but seems to really have settled down now at pitching out of the stretch here. And he sets. And he strikes him out looking there, so two away here in the top of the first here. And it'll bring up number 30. The designated hitter is Connor Schaefer. Schaefer, also a left-handed batter here, will dig in with two away with one man on. And he takes the first pitch inside. It's going to just miss ball one. Schaefer Schaefer 3-for-6 on the series. He also has a couple of walks so far in the first two games. And the second pitch is going to be high. It's a high fastball. Going to miss. 2-0. As Pittman sets and delivers another one, swung on and missed there. It's going to be 2-1. Looked like he was had the right timing on that, just missed it a little bit below that pitch there. And Pittman sets and that will step off and that will send Whitright back to the bag. And now he'll set and deliver, and this one's going to hit high to left field. Looks playable. Zimmerman is under it, and he makes the catch for the last out at the top of the first. 0-0, zero hits, one walk there for the Stars, and we'll head to the bottom of the first.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here at Tiger Field. The 45s will step up for their first at-bats of the game here in Game 3. It'll be third baseman Lane Pritchard to step into the box. And they will be looking to take out Ryan Driscoll, the starting pitcher here for the Stars. A left-handed pitcher here will deliver his first pitch, and it's going to be hit to left field, and it looks playable. Doyle, the left fielder, settles underneath it, and it'll be a quick out, one pitch out there for Driscoll. And I'll bring up Lorenzo DeBrecht, shortstop, to the plate here. And we'll just go through the rest of the lineup. So Pritchard batting first, DeBrecht second. Jake Gozo batting third, Alex Sinisaros batting fourth, Max Warner batting fifth. It's Mike Kianchow batting sixth. Batting seventh is Cody Zimmerman. Batting eighth, Logan Gomes. Batting ninth, J.J. Reeves. That's the lineup for the 45s tonight. The first pitch into DeBrecht is ball one. Second pitch now in play to the shortstop. He's going to field it and throw and get over there. So two quick outs here, three pitches, two outs for Driscoll. And I'll bring up the designated hitter, Jake Gozo, for the 45s.
Number 13, Jake Gozo.
So Gozo digs in here, a right-handed batter, looking to get something going here in the first inning for the 45s. And the first pitch from Driscoll is going to catch the outside corner of the plate for a strike looking. Gozo 2-for-6 on the series so far, 3 RBIs and 4 walks. And second pitch is in play, right back to the pitcher. Driscoll fields it, and he'll run over and toss it over. And it's going to be a quick inning there for Driscoll. 5 pitches for 3 outs, no hits, no runs. As we head to the top of the first, you're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second now, third baseman Kane Brock at the plate, right-handed batter, digs in, and he takes pitch one for a ball. And it's Pittman on the mound with a 12-pitch inning in the first inning, settled down after an early walk to get out of the jam. Brock on the series is 1-for-7 with a walk so far. And the second pitch in there is going to miss as well for ball two on Kane Brock. The third pitch now is delivered. It's going to be fouled off. It's going to be out of play into the parking lot. Actually, it will hit the light pole and come back into play for strike one. So Brock digs in, a 2-1 pitch on the way here from Pittman, who's also pitching out of the stretch. Even with nobody on here, it looked like he's pitching out of the windup that first at bat and threw 4 straight balls and then really settled in pitching out of the stretch. And now he will look to pitch out of the stretch here. The fourth pitch is going to be in there for a strike, looking. And now here comes the fifth pitch of the bat from Pittman. And this is going to be popped up into the infield, DeBrecht underneath it, and will put it away there for out number one. So Pittman really settled down after that first 4-pitch walk there. It looked like he could be in a little bit of trouble. But catcher Gomes went out there to talk to him, settled him down, and it really seemed to work. And the next batter for the Stars is going to be first baseman number 25, Tobin Bowden. And he'll take the first pitch for a ball. Just missed. I thought that was going to be in there, but looked like it was maybe just a little bit inside for ball one. Second pitch is going to miss low for ball two. Bowden 1-for-3 on the series with a walk. And third pitch is going to be fouled off back to the screen. 2-1 with one away here in the top of the second. 0-0 is your score. Pittman gets his sign and sets. And he'll deliver here. And it's going to be fouled off back to the screen again. 2-2. Reeves, the center fielder for the 45s, is shaded over left here just a little bit, leaving a gap in that right center for Bowden if he can find it. Fifth pitch is going to be fouled off again. That's off the catcher Gomes there, and he's going to need a minute to gather here. The umpire will go out and walk the ball to give him a second to breathe. It looked like it just hit his hand, maybe. He's clutching his hand. But it looks like he's going to be all right as he gets his glove back on and back down into the crouch here. So three straight fouls for Bowden here at the plate. And the sixth pitch of the at-bat coming. Pittman shakes him off twice and now will step off. And they're going to redo those signs there. Pittman was looking for something that Gomes wasn't giving him. Now he has it and he'll deliver. And that's going to be high for a full count. 3-2. And that pitch is fouled off again, and that one is going to get into the parking lot and just missed a truck out there in the parking lot. So four fouls and three balls as Pittman looks to get Bowden here without too many more pitches on his pitch count here in the top of the second. He's already to 24, and that pitch is going to be fouled off also into the parking lot, and that one will hit a car. So Bowden's still in there fighting some of these pitches off to stay alive here. And he'll get another pitch. And he's going to take it inside and he'll walk. And he'll trot on down to first base and he'll bring up Jackson Elder, the center fielder. Elder with his first at-bat of the series coming up here. He's 0-for. Oh, he did have a plate appearance earlier, but his first official at bat coming right here as he digs in. A right-handed hitter. So Bowden down to first, and he'll stretch out that lead there and look like he might be going, but he doesn't, and the first pitch is fouled off to the screen. So really great at bat from Bowden there as he kept fouling off until he finally got the pitch he was looking for, which was a pitch inside to work the walk. Another foul here from Elder. So quickly 0-2 with one away here in the top of the second inning. And Pittman really could use this quick at bat here after the long at bat that Bowden had. And it is going to be a quick at bat. That third pitch is in there for a strike looking, and it will sit Elder down. And Bowden will stay there at first base, and it will bring up the catcher, Trent Allen. Allen also getting his first at bat of this series. And he'll be swinging on the first pitch there, and that's going to be fouled out into the parking lot. 0-1. Two away here in the top of the first, or excuse me, the top of the second inning. And Pittman sets, checks the runner over there at first, and delivers, and it's going to be a late swing. It was an off-speed pitch, and Allen wasn't ready for it. It is going to be a strike, but it did get away from Gomes. And it was far enough away that Bowden was able to head on down to second base. That's going to be a pass ball there by Gomes. So Pittman here will look to minimize that damage. The runner's over into scoring position. It's Bowden. And the third pitch is going to be high and tight. It's going to be a ball one. On Allen. So 1-2 with two away here in the top of the second inning. And the third pitch is going to be in play, and it's going to bounce right off the bag, but well played by Cindy Siros. And he'll grab it and tag the bag for the third out of the inning. Still 0-0 as we're going to head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second, Colt 45's up to plate. It's going to be Cindy Cerro stepping in, a left-handed batter, looking for our first hit of the game on either side here. First pitch from Driscoll is going to be inside for ball one. Driscoll had a really quick first inning, was able to retire the side in just five pitches. So Sinisteros will at least look to work the count a little bit here. But we're still looking for our first hit of the game here in the bottom of the second. The second pitch is going to be in there. Catch the inside of the plate. It's off-speed pitch. And they'll take it looking for strike one. Sinisteros 2-for-6 on the series with two RBI and a walk. And the third pitch is going to be in there. For strike two, just caught the inside again. It looked like about the same pitch as before, and he took it looking both times for two strikes. 1-2 on Cindy Cerros. Driscoll, very methodical pitcher. Interesting delivery, and this ball is going to be in play to the second baseman, and it's going to be out for the first out of the inning. Grant fielded it well and over to Bowden. One away in the bottom of the second. And it'll bring up right fielder number 30, Max Werner. Werner 1-for-8 on this series so far with RBI and two walks in the first two games of the series. Driscoll sets, delivers for a ball. Just a little bit high there, ball one. Driscoll gets the sign, sets, and delivers, and that's going to be low for ball two. And the third pitch on the way here, it's going to be high again for ball three. And Driscoll sets again and delivers. And it's going to be a four-pitch walk there for Driscoll. Werner heads on down to first base. And the first base runner of the game for the 45s. And Mike Ciancio will come to the plate here, the second baseman. Right-handed batter with the runner on. It's Werner down at first base with one away here in the bottom of the second inning. Your score is 0-0. And we're still looking for our first hit of the game. And this ball is hit down the third base line. It's going to be foul. 0-1 on Cianos. Driscoll now pitching out of the stretch for the first time of the game. We'll see if this changes his delivery at all. And the second pitch is going to be popped up here right about to the second baseman spot, but the first baseman will run underneath it and grab it and put it away for the second out of the inning. So that was Bowden that got underneath it and catches it. Two away here in the bottom of the second, and I'll bring up number 22, Kobe Zimmerman, the left fielder. So Driscoll's already thrown twice as many pitches in this inning as he did in the first inning, up to 15 pitches after the very efficient first inning that he had for the Stars. Zimmerman, also a right-handed batter, will take this high for ball one. And Driscoll doesn't seem too concerned about Warner down there at first base. And now, as I say that, he steps off and gets Warner to head back over there. And he steps off again. And now it looks a little bit more comfortable. He'll take the sign and deliver. And that's going to be in there for strike one. 1-1 on Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman didn't play in the first game of the series, but last night was 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs and 1 walk in the 6-0 win last night. This pitch is going to be in the dirt. It's going to get away. It's going to be a wild pitch, and Warner will head on down to second base. So Zimmerman now with another RBI chance after 3 last night. We'll look to see if he can get the 45 on the board here first in the bottom of the second with Warner at second base. Driscoll takes the sign, and he'll set and deliver. And Zimmerman will swing right through that just a little bit behind it for strike two. 2-2 with 2 away here in the bottom of the second. Zimmerman digs back in. And Driscoll is shaking off some signs here. Shakes off another one. And now finally gets something he likes, and he'll set. Checks the runner at second, delivers, and it's going to be high for ball three. So full count here for Zimmerman with a man in scoring position. Driscoll does have that open base there at first to work with, so he might try to get Zimmerman to chase something here. And he'll deliver. And Zimmerman does not chase it, misses outside for a walk. So Zimmerman at first, Warner at second with Gomes at the plate, with two away here in the bottom of the second. Still no hits on the game. Both teams have had 2 runners, but no hits. Both, all 4 runners coming from walks. Gomes is 0-for-1 in the series, just the 1 at bat. And he'll swing here at the first pitch and miss for strike 1. And Driscoll really not on the same page as his catcher, Allen. He keeps shaking off pitches, shakes off another one as I say that. And now he'll set and deliver the 23rd pitch of his game, and it's going to be swung on and fouled off there. 0-2 on Gomes. Gomes, a right-handed batter with some bright orange Adidas cleats on here as he digs in there. And the third pitch of the bat is going to be in play to the third baseman. He'll collect and throw over and get the runner. Our Gomes just not able to get there for the third out of the game. Excuse me, third out of the second inning. 0-0 after two. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back in. Top of the third inning here as the Northwest Stars come up to plate. They're looking for their first hit of the game here against Pittman, who has thrown 33 pitches here in his first two innings. And I'll bring up the left fielder, number three, Carson Doyle. Doyle 0-for-6 on the series, but he does have three walks. Tall right-handed hitter will take the first pitch low for ball one. And the sun just going down here now, starting to cool off considerably from when it was started, this game started here, turning into a nice night. The second pitch is going to be swung on a miss there by Doyle. Strike one. Pittman really working quick. He's waiting on these batters as they step out. He's just waiting so he can deliver. The third pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen for the second strike of the at-bat. One and two. Pittman sets and delivers. And this is going to be in play. And it actually just sliced foul down that first base line and roll on out to the right field. Stays alive, Doyle, 1-2. Pittman takes a deep breath and delivers and strikes him out looking there. Just caught the outside of the plate. And I'll bring up the top of the order, Brooks Dyer, the shortstop. Dyer walked on four straight pitches in his first at-bat of the game. One away in the top of the third. Pittman's pitch is high again. Ball one. And the second pitch is going to miss just inside there. Dyer spins away from it for ball two. So he's now seen six pitches in this game, and all six have been balls. And the third one is going to be down and away for ball three. So the trend continues here. Seven pitches, seven balls for Dyer. And the fourth pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Looking, Dyer didn't seem to agree too much with that call. But it'll be 3-1 with one away top of the third inning here at Tiger Field. Dyer gets a good swing on that one. Reeves does step in, but he will now go back on it and make the catch for the second out of the inning. Swung on that one pretty well, and Reeves out in center field for the 45s looked to have a bad read on it, but recovers well for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Brad Grant. The first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's Whitwright that's up, the right fielder. First pitch is the strike. Second pitch is going to be fly out to left field for a quick inning there for Pittman. We're going to head to the bottom of the third. Score is still 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. We're in the bottom of the third inning, and it's center fielder J.J. Reed stepping in the left-handed batter here for the 45s. Your score is 0-0. Both pitchers really in grooves now. No hits for either team in the bottom of the third. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike on Reeves. It's Ryan Driscoll, the pitcher for the Northwest Stars. And the second pitch is in there as well for a strike looking. Reeves shakes his head at it, doesn't like that, but it's quickly 0-2 on him. Driscoll delivers, and that's going to be fouled off. Just got a piece of it to stay alive. So Reeves digs back in there, his first at-bat of this series. We're in game three of this four-game series, which will finish up here tomorrow night at Tiger Field. 45s took both the first two games, and Reeves gets this into play. It's going to be back to the pitcher, and he'll grab it and flip over to first for Bowden. We'll get the first out of the inning.
Number 23.
And it'll bring up the top of the order, Lane Pritchard, the third baseman. He flied out to left in his first at-bat of the series, of this game. Driscoll delivers home. And this is going to be fouled off back to the screen as well. Driscoll has been fairly efficient here, pitching the third inning. 29 pitches, 19 strikes, 10 balls. But again, still shaking off a lot of signs here from his catcher, Allen, behind the dish. He does it twice on this one. And he throws in there, strike two. as Pritchard takes that looking. And the throwback goes over Driscoll's head, and the second baseman, Grant, will have to pick it up and toss it back. But now Driscoll has it, and he'll finally get a sign he likes and delivers. And this is going to be in the dirt, bounces before it gets to the plate. Ball one, two and one, or excuse me, one and two here, with one away here in the bottom of the third for the 45s. Driscoll shakes off two more pitches and now gets one he likes and delivers. And this is going to be sliced foul down the right field line. And I think Pritchard broke his back because he's walking to the dugout here. But that was a foul ball, so it's one and two. And now he signals and slams the bat down onto the ground. So he'll disappear into the dugout to find a bat that he likes. Driscoll will walk around on the mound here, trying to stay loose. Pritchard looks like he has one he likes, but steps out of the dugout, but now he'll drop it and run back down. So maybe that wasn't the one. Now he looks like he has one he likes, and he'll trot back to the plate here. And that trot becomes a walk, so he will step in with the new bat that he likes here after the broken bat on that foul ball. So the count is one and two on Pritchard. And we'll finally have the next pitch this at bat. And he's going to foul off another. On deck is DeBrecht for the 45s, the shortstop. Driscoll pitches, and it's going to be in play right to the first baseman. He's going to grab it and run over and touch the base. And that was Bowden over there at first base, and it will be the second out of the game. As DeBrecht steps in here in the bottom of the third inning, still scoreless. Still looking for our first hit of the game.
Lorenzo DeBrecht.
DeBrecht grounded out to short in his first at-bat of this game. First pitch is going to be low and inside for ball one. Driscoll sets and delivers. It's going to be in play. And it takes a weird bounce there on the shortstop. And they're going to rule that a hit. So we get our first hit of the game by DeBrecht. Shortstop Dyer was over on it, and it looked like it just caught the lip of the grass as he was about to grab it. But it'll be our first hit of the game here. As DeBrecht at first, it'll bring up Jake Gozo, who grounded out to the pitcher last time up here.
Number 13, Jake.
So DeBrecht now takes a fairly sizable lead over there at first base. Driscoll, who's lefty, is staring right at him. And Gozo gets into this one. It's going to be a deep fly ball. And it is going to be out of here for a two-run shot. So that busts the game wide open after DeBrecht gets the seeing-eye ground ball for our first hit of the game. Gozo follows that up with a deep shot there to center field, just right at the flagpole out there. 2-0. Colt 45s jump out to an early lead here in the bottom of the third. And that was a no-doubter right off his bat. He knew it.
Number 34,
Alex Sinisaris. So Sinisaris will come up to the plate here, the first baseman. And he'll take the first pitch here for strike one, an off-speed pitch. And just like that, Driscoll, who seemed to be cruising here, was pretty efficient seemed to be having another quick inning, got two quick outs, and then back-to-back hits, and all of a sudden he's down 2-0. Second pitch to Cindy Saros is going to be right to the third baseman, and he's going to sling it over to the first baseman for the out. 2-0. 45s get onto the board with a long home run by Lorenzo DeBrick. So we're going to head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back here, top of the fourth inning here at Tiger Field. Second baseman Brad Grant at the dish for the Stars as the 45s lead 2-0. First pitch is going to be swung on and missed for strike one. And it's Pittman pitches in another swing and a miss by Grant. Grant strike out swinging in his first at-bat of the game, and now is one strike away from doing that again here. Third pitch is going to be in there for a hit, so that is the first hit of the game for the Stars, and it's just going to get right through DeBrecht, who's the shortstop ranging to his right, unable to grab it. So early base runner here for the Stars, and they'll look to try to get back some of the two that they just lost in the bottom of the third inning. And it'll be number 30, Connor Schaefer, the designated hitter at the plate. Schaefer 0-for-1 on the night. A fielder's choice in the first inning. And he'll take the first pitch high for ball one. Grant, not a very big lead at first. And strike two, swinging there from Schaefer. Pittman about to deliver his 50th pitch of the game here in the top of the fourth inning. And he steps off, gets the runner to go back. And now he'll deliver, and this one's fouled off. 1-2 on Schaefer. So the Stars playing from behind again tonight, losing the first two games of the series. 45s looking to set up a sweep tomorrow night if they can get the win here. Off to a good start with the DeBrecht home run in the bottom of the third. And this pitch is going to be swung on a miss there from Schaefer. He's going to go down on strikes this time. He's swinging. Grant will stay over there first, and I'll bring up number 17, Kane Brock, the third baseman for the Stars. Pittman checks the runner and delivers. Swung on a miss behind that one, Brock was. 0-1. rocking his first at bat of the game. Popped out to shortstop. He is 0 for 1. And this one's going to be in there for strike two. And Gomes will throw it down to Sinisteros to see if they can grab Grant, who was napping, but he was able to slide back in there, and he's safe. But the count is 0-2 for Pittman on Brock. And Pittman steps off here as he checks the runner again. Grant doesn't seem like he wants to go anywhere, but the 45s looked concerned about him maybe trying to get over there into scoring position. He comes home with this one. It's going to be ball one. Pittman gets his sign. And he sets, checks the runner. He'll come home with it, and this is going to be on the ground to the third baseman. It's going to be a fielder's choice. And he's going to get the lead runner, Grant. So Brock will be at first base. Grant is out. Second out of the inning here. And I'll bring up Torin Bowden, the first baseman, with two away at the top of the fourth. If you're scoring that at home, that's going to be 5-4 on the putout. Bowden, who walked in his first plate appearance tonight, takes the first pitch for a strike. Bowden delivers. This one's going to be popped up high. It's going to go out into the parking lot over the big light pole that is right there, right at first baseline. Quickly 0-2. So Pittman looking to get out of this inning here with two strikes and two away. This one's going to be in play. Looks playable for the center fielder, Reeves. He'll stroll underneath it and put it away. That's going to be the third out of the inning here. 2-0, 45's lead. We're going to head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. We're at the bottom of the fourth inning. Colt 45's lead 2-0 here. Both the runs coming in the bottom of the third from a two-run home run from Gozo. First pitch is going to be in there to number 38, Mike Jiangchao. And it's going to be high for ball one. He's a 346 hitter on the season in seven games. And second pitch is going to be in play, it actually a foul. Looks like it might have hit his foot there. The pitcher ran over and grabbed it and looked to see if he can get an out, but it'll be foul. 1-1. And Warner at the dish right now with the 1-1 count will step out. And Ryan Driscoll still pitching here for the Stars. And his pitch is going to be in the dirt there, 2-1. So he seemed to lose a little bit of his stuff. He started off the first two innings quite quickly. The first inning was only five pitches and was rolling. And he did seem to be rolling into the third inning, had two quick outs there. And then two straight hits and a home run from Gozo is the difference in this one here in the bottom of the fourth. Fourth pitch of the at-bat is going to be in play. Warner is going to get a base hit out to the left field, and he'll stay here at first base. And I'll bring up the second baseman, Mike Ciancio, number 38. So nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The third hit of the game there from the 45s from Warner. First pitch to Ciancio is going to be low for ball one. Ciancio popped up to first in his first at-bat of the inning in the second of this game in the second inning. Ciancio is a .346 hitter this season. Second pitch is going to bounce there in the dirt. That's about the third or fourth pitch from Driscoll this game that's bounced before it even reached the plate. So he's really starting to lose what he had here in the first two innings, as that home run seems to really have rattled him that he gave up last inning. Ciancio fouls this one off down the third baseline, 2-1. Ciancio back in there. As Driscoll checks the runner, and he'll actually throw a really light lob over there. Warner really no jeopardy of getting out, but it does force him to dive back to first base. So Warner's at first, nobody out here, 2-1 to Ciancio. And that pitch is going to be high, 3-1. So could get a pitch he likes here from Driscoll. Driscoll takes his sign, and he sets and delivers. This is going to be in play out to the left fielder, Doyle. Doyle grabs it and throws it in, and Warner actually had to run back in there first, a little bit closer than I think he was anticipating. One away. And I'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman, the left fielder.
Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
So Zimmerman comes up with Warner at first. He walked in his first plate appearance in the second inning. Driscoll checks the runner twice and delivers here for ball one. High and tight on Zimmerman. Driscoll now shaking off some more signs, and now we'll step off. Really, all game has seemed to be not on the same page as Allen, shaking off a lot of signs here. He'll deliver this one. It's going to be his 50th pitch of the game, and it's going to be fouled off back into the parking lot. 1-1 on Kobe Zimmerman. If you're just joining us, it's the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0, 45's lead with one away here. 45's two runs coming off a Jake Gozos home run deep to center field in the bottom of the third. That pitch is going to be in there for strike two on Zimmerman. Zimmerman didn't seem like he enjoyed that call very much as he gives the home plate umpire a glance that maybe he did not approve of that call there. 1-2 with one away and a runner on first. And again, Driscoll steps off. Ever since that home run last inning, really looks uncomfortable, shaking off pitches, stepping off. And now with this runner on, Warner really looking like he's going, and he does, as this pitch is going to be fouled off. Surprised there that Driscoll didn't check over there. He seems really concerned about the runners when they get on there. And that one really looked, Warner was telegraphing that he was going there, I thought, and he did. But he'll be back at first after the foul ball. Fifth best pitch of the at-bat coming here, 1-2 on Kobe Zimmerman. And Driscoll sets and delivers. And it's going to be outside for ball two. 2-2. Driscoll's pace has really slowed down here, too. The first 2.5 innings, he was really working very methodically but quickly. And now really slowed down, taking a lot of time in between pitches. And when he sets, really slows it down. Checks the runner twice and delivers here. And that one's going to catch the top of the zone. It's going to be strike out there for Zimmerman, the second out of the inning. And I'll bring up the catcher, number three, Logan Gomes.
Logan Gomes!
So Driscoll working around this first at-bat hit that he gave up to Warner. Gets two quick outs. Gomes grounded out to third in his first at-bat of the game in the second inning, and the first pitch is going to be low for ball one. The way Driscoll's looked really rattled, he's going to be pretty happy, I think, if he can get out of here with no damage done. And the second pitch is going to be fouled off down the third base line. 1-1 on Gomes. Gomes in seven games this year is a .222 hitter, but he's only had 9 at-bats, so it's a pretty small sample size. And he'll dig in here, awaiting the third pitch of the at-bat, which will come from Driscoll as he sets. Delivers, the runner goes, it's going to be low for ball two, and there's going to be no throwdown. Warner's going to be in there safe at second base with the stolen base. So now Driscoll, a runner to worry about there in scoring position. And again, moving really slowly now here as he shakes off some more signs, gets the sign he likes, delivers, and this one's going to be fouled off down the third base line again. 2-2 on Logan Gomes. Two away. He does have a runner in scoring position here. It's Warner after the stolen base. And they lead it 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Looking to add on to that here is Gomes. Good opportunity. Looking for his fifth RBI of the season is Logan Gomes, the catcher. And he'll step out here. It's actually Driscoll who steps off the mound again. Continuing to look rattled. not very comfortable out there. Checks the runner and delivers home. And it's going to be high for a full count. 3-2 with two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Doesn't seem to be any action in the bullpen there for the Stars, so Driscoll looks like he's in this for the long run, but he does look rattled, as I said. Delivers here, swung on and missed, and he's going to get out of the inning with no further damage. It's going to be 2-0. We're headed to the top of the fifth. When we come back, you're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here. Top of the fifth inning. Stars come to the plate here. It's going to be number 24, the center fielder Jackson Elder. Stars have been pretty quiet, just one hit. No runs. 45, two runs on three hits so far. First pitch to Elder is going to be in there for strike one looking. So Rance Pittman is the pitcher for the 45s. Just throws his 60th pitch there, and it's going to be fouled off for two strikes, no balls. So Pittman really has settled down here. Elder struck out looking in his first at-bat this game in the second inning. Pittman with a couple walks early. Stars have left three on base today. But ever since that second walk, Pittman's looked really comfortable. Pitch in there, he's going to miss. Ball one. 1-2. To the number seven hitter, Elder, who's going to foul that one right into his own dugout there. Sends his teammates scrambling out of the way. Nobody hurt there. It's going to be fouled. 1-2. Elder didn't get any plate appearances in the first two games of this series, so he's 0-1 with that strikeout in the second inning here. This one's going to be fouled off. Stays alive. A little bit behind that one. But he's still in there. He's our first batter of the top of the fifth inning, and he's going to swing, chase this one in the dirt. Swings and misses for the strikeout, but Gomes can't locate it, and he's going to be safe down there at first base. That pitch was down in the dirt, and it fooled Elder. But Gomes unable to corral that. So a base runner here, that's unfortunate. Gets the strikeout, but Elder able to get down there, and he's safe at first base. And I'll bring up the number eight hitter, the catcher, Trent Elder, who takes the first pitch for ball one. So I think they're going to rule that a pass ball there. And Allen lines this one into center field, and it's going to be a base hit. And now all of a sudden, the Stars have something brewing here. Runners on first and second. And he was right on top of that one. Got good contact. And now Gomes will head out and try to settle Pittman down here. As the first two batters of the inning reach here, and it's going to be the number nine hitter, Carson Doyle, the left fielder, stepping up to the plate here with runners on first and second. It's Elder at second, it's Allen at first, and Doyle at bat with no outs in the top of the fifth inning. Pittman thrown 67 pitches today, and the 68th one to Doyle, and he's going to square around and bunt at it, but miss. It's going to be strike one. So it looks like they're going to play a little bit of small ball, get both runners over here if Doyle can get the bunt down. And he squares again. Pittman will step off and regroup. Doyle struck out looking in his first at bat in the third inning here. This one he bunts at, and it's going to be foul. So 0-2 on Doyle. And now surely they'll have him swing away here with two strikes. And he digs back in there. Pittman sets, and Doyle is not squaring this time. And he swings at this one. It's going to be grounded to the second baseman, and he's going to pick it up and get the out at first. So he does the job, just not necessarily the way he wanted to. Gets both runners over on the ground out. But there was nothing, no real play that could be made there. That was the only play to get the runner there at first. So top of the order coming up here, it's going to be the shortstop, Brooks Dyer. He walked in the first, flied out to center in the third, 0-for-1 tonight with that walk. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike looking. Second pitch is going to be hit here right to Pittman, who grabs it and throws over to first. Both runners have to stay, but now we got a rundown because Allen, who is at second, got caught off the base. Now we got a run down here, and it's Elder who's going to try to get out of the way, but he will not. And just like that, the inning ends because the pitcher or the batter Dyer is thrown out at first, and then Elder got caught in the rundown because Allen was way far off second base. So after the two hits to lead off the inning, ends the inning here. We're going to head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth now, 45's lead at 2-0, and they're at bat here. It's going to be the number nine hitter, J.J. Reeves, and the Stars are really going to be got to be kicking themselves. That top of the first, they got a strikeout, but the catcher dropped it, so they got a runner on and then a hit. So the first two batters reach, and then they get him over there, and then a crazy sequence, and there's a double play as Pittman throws the runner out at first and then a rundown because the man on second, Allen, got caught in no man's land and a rundown was able to get him out of the way. So Reeves at the plate now for the 45s, and he takes the first two pitches for balls. So Driscoll now back out there for his fifth inning of work. He's let in two runs on three hits so far, a couple of walks. And now he's on the doorstep of another one here because that third pitch is going to be high and away for ball three. Reeves grounded out to the pitcher in his first at-bat in the third inning. And this one will be a quick walk as that fourth pitch is going to be high and away as well. Now, the Stars got to be wondering about Driscoll because even though he got through that fourth inning unscathed, he really looked rattled by the home run from the third inning, stepping off and shaking off pitches in an early walk here. But there doesn't seem to be too much stirring going on in the Stars' dugout. So the top of the order is going to be Lane Pritchard at the plate. Fly to left in the first, grounded to first in the third. And he's going to take the first pitch for strike one, catches the outside of the plate on an off-speed pitch there from Driscoll. Reeves at first with a fairly sizable lead. As Driscoll really looks in there, gets the pitch he likes, and now we'll step off. Pritchard now back in there, digs in, and he will look at this pitch and actually swing and foul that one back. It's going to be quick 0-2 count on the leadoff hitter, Lane Pritchard here. Strike looking and a foul in the bottom of the fifth. Driscoll sets, checks the runner, and delivers. This is going to be hit right to the first baseman. He's going to grab it and tag the base for the quick out there. Reeves will head on down to second base. He'll be safe there. So gets the runner over, and it'll bring up shortstop number 11, Lorenzo Debrecht.
Number 11.
Debrecht grounded the short in the first. Singled to short in the third. He was on base when Gozo hit the two-run home run in the third inning. And he's going to take this first pitch and line it down the third base line. It's going to be in there, and it's going to bring Reeves all the way home. So another run in, 3-0, 45s. And Debrecht is able to advance to second after a wild throw, and now he's going to try to challenge him. Oh, I don't know what he's thinking there. He's going to be tagged out trying to get over to third. I think he might have thought that was a third base coach or somebody down there, but for whatever reason, he got to safe, got to second safely after the error on the throw-in from the left fielder, and then for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, he tried to run down to third base, but there was a guy waiting for him to tag him out. So a run-in on the direct single, but also he's going to be thrown out down at third base. As Gozo, our home run hitter, will dig in here. And he'll take the first pitch for ball one. That was high. Gozo grounded out to the pitcher in the first inning, and then also the two-run blast in the third. Two RBIs on the night. And he's going to swing at that one. That was down low. He did not look comfortable on that swing. 1-1. Driscoll gets the sign and delivers. And that's going to be high again, ball two. 2-1 to Gozo with two away here in the bottom of the fifth. They do have a run in on the DeBrecht single. Driscoll comes home with it, and this is going to be fouled off to the screen. 2-2. To Jake Gozo. His home run was almost dead straightaway center field. He really got into that one in the bottom of the third. Look to do something similar here in the bottom of the fifth. Driscoll's pitch is going to bounce in there. It's going to be ball, full count, 3-2, two away. The home run in the third inning was Gozo's ninth homer of the season, putting him tied for the lead with DeBrecht, who also has nine on the season. And he's going to swing and miss there, and that's going to be the third out of the inning. Interesting base running there from DeBrecht, but he does get an RBI single. 45's lead at 3-0 as we're going to head to the top of the sticks. When we come back, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth inning now at Tiger Field as the Stars dig into the plate. They're down 3-0 to the 45s. Pittman's back out there for a sixth inning of work, and the first pitch is going to be grounded out to the second baseman for a quick first out here for Pittman. That was the 73rd pitch of the game, and it was Whitwright, the second baseman, or excuse me, the right fielder, the second batter in the order with the quick ground out there to the second baseman. And it'll now bring up the second baseman, Brad Grant, with one away in the top of the sixth. Grant struck out swinging in the first, singled to short in the fourth inning, and he takes the first pitch in there for ball one. Grant was 0 for 9. Before his hit in the fourth inning, so now 1-for-10 on this series. Second pitch swung on here, and this one gives this one a ride, and it's going to be down in the gap there, and he's going to stroll right into second base for a double here in the top of the sixth. really got into that one there. Looked really good. And I'll bring up Schaefer, the designated hitter, number 30, Connor Schaefer. Schaefer grounded into a fielder's choice in the first inning, struck out swinging. In the fourth inning, 0 for 2 on the day, Pittman checks his runner over at second and will get his first pitch in there for a strike looking on Schaefer. Pittman sets, checks his runner, and delivers here, and he's going to get Schaefer swinging there. Wasn't able to hold up, tried to check it, but wasn't able to do so. 0-2 now. With one away here in the top of the sixth. 45's lead at 3-0. Third pitch is going to be fouled off over the dugout of the Stars. And Grant will head back to second base as he was off on contact there, looking to get on the board here. Pittman checks the runner again, sets, checks him twice, and now will deliver. And he's going to be swung on and missed there, but Schaefer for the second out of the inning, swinging Schaefer. Took a big cut at that one, but right through it for the second out of the inning for Pittman. Kane Brock will now step to the plate here for the Stars. Brock popped out to short in the second inning, grounded into the fielder's choice in the fourth inning, 0 for 2 for Kane Brock, the third baseman, the number 5 hitter in this lineup for the Northwest Stars. Pittman sets and delivers. The first pitch to Brock is going to be inside for ball one. Grant's over there at second base for the Stars and going to get a big lead there, but the 45s don't look too concerned about it. Second pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen there, 1-1 on Kane Brock. Pittman now looking in for his sign, and he'll set and deliver. And he's going to get Brock to pop up right on the line. It's going to go into foul territory, but Sinisteros is able to grab it for the third out of the inning. Another unscathed inning here from Pittman. 3-0 45s. We're going to head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Bottom of the sixth inning here. 45's lead at 3-0. It's Mike Sinisteros. Alex Sinisteros at the plate here. Grounded out to second in the second inning, grounded out to third in the third inning in his first two at-bats. Made a good play there to end the inning in the top of the sixth. He had to navigate the runner coming down the first baseline as he was coming towards him, and the ball was slicing foul, but did well to grab it for the last out of the last inning. He digs in here. The first two pitches both missed for balls. It's 0-2 on Sinisteros. And it's still Ryan Driscoll, the starting pitcher here for the Stars. And this third pitch is going to be hit deep out to left field, but the left fielder Doyle is going to settle underneath it and get the put out there. One away in the bottom of the sixth.
Number 30, Matt Warner.
And I'll bring up number 30, Max Warner, the right fielder, for his third plate appearance of the game. Walked in second and singled in the fourth inning. And he bats here in the bottom of the sixth with one away with a 3-0. First pitch is going to be outside for ball one. So Driscoll now up to 77 pitches as he works here in the sixth. Second pitch here to Warner is going to be low for ball two. Driscoll will now take a walk around the mound and rub the ball. Maybe a little slick here, but now back onto the mound. And he looks set to deliver another pitch. And it's going to be fouled off into the dugout, sending coaches and players scrambling out of the way of that one. Doesn't appear anybody got hit by it. 2-1 now on Max Warner. Ryan Driscoll now sets and delivers. It's going to be high for 3-1 count now to Warner. Warner is a 308 hitter in 9 games, 26 at bats. He's had 11 walks this season. Scratch that. 12 walks as he had the walk in the second inning and actually make that 13 as he walks here. That fifth pitch of the at bat is going to be high for ball four. So Siakso now back into the box here. The number six hitter, the second baseman, with a runner on and one away in the bottom of the sixth. So Siakso popped to first in the second inning and flied out to left in the fourth inning as bats here in the sixth inning. And this first pitch is swung on deep, and it is a no-doubter over the net. And it's going to bounce into the Safeway parking lot. It's going to be a two-run shot by Mike Ciancio with Warner on first, and that's going to extend the lead 5-0, 45s. That was a no-doubter there. Swung on the first pitch, didn't wait around. Driscoll tried to sneak a heater by him, but it did not work, and that was a deep, deep shot for Mike Ciancio. And it looks like it's going to be his first home run of the season. And now Kobe Zimmerman, the left fielder, will step into the plate with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Already two home on the Sanso homer. First pitch is going to be swung on and fouled away. And now it looks like we're going to have our first stirring in the bullpen down there for the Stars as Driscoll has now let in 5 runs as he works here in the sixth inning. 83 pitches he's thrown. Zimmerman, the 0-1 pitch, is going to be in there for strike two. Zimmerman thought that one was low, but it did appear to catch just the bottom part of that plate, or the bottom part of that zone. quickly 0-2 on Kobe Zimmerman, who already has one strikeout here in the fourth inning. He struck out looking, walked in the second, and the third pitch is going to be low for ball one, 1-2. Driscoll takes a deep breath, sets and delivers, and this one's going to be fouled off Zimmerman's left foot, and it'll go down to the first base, but off his foot, so it's going to be foul, 1-2. And Driscoll now going to take his time walking back to the plate. He's really slowed things down here. I don't know if he's trying to buy some time for his teammate to get warmed up down there in the bullpen. But he does have one out here in the sixth. 45's lead at 5-0. And Zimmerman's going to take that one, struck out looking here. He didn't agree with that one. The second time he struck out in the game, both of them looking. And it will bring up the catcher, Logan Gomes, number 3. Gomes is grounded out to third, struck out swinging in the fourth, 0-2 on the night. Two away in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch is going to be swung on and grounded through. C&I single there past the shortstop, right between the shortstop and the third baseman. And Gomes on quickly here with two away. And I'll bring up the center fielder, number 21, J.J. Reeves. So as Driscoll works here in the sixth with 88 pitches thrown, you got to think this might be the end of the line for him if he can get out of this inning. And the Stars will hope he can do it without giving up any more damage than he already has. Already two home runs, two in on this inning on a home run. The first pitch is going to be low for a wild pitch, and Gomes is going to trot down to second base and be in scoring position here. So Cianso with a two-run home run here in the sixth. It was Gozo with a two-run home run in the third. And it was Debrecht with a RBI single in the fifth. Those are your scores in this game as the 45s lead at 5-0 on six hits. Stars, no runs on three hits so far. As Reeves digs in here with one ball. And a runner on second, Gomes, who singled and advanced on a wild pitch. And now time called here. It's going to be Reeves who calls for it. But it's really on Driscoll who's slowed things way down here. Really, really slowed things down. And he'll sit finally and deliver home. Reeves foul tips that one. It's going to be in the catcher's mitt for ball. For strike one, 1-1. That was Driscoll's 90th pitch of the game. Again, shaking out some signs. Now gets one he likes, checks the runner. Gomes down there at second, and now will come home with it. Bounces another one, 2-1. Didn't get far enough away from Allen for Gomes to advance there. So we'll stay here. Runner on second, 2-1 count with two away in the bottom of the sixth. Driscoll doesn't check the runner this time, comes home with it, and misses high, 3-1. Driscoll now looking in, shaking off more signs. And now he'll come home with it. And this one swung on again into the dugout, fouled off, 3-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. So Reeves fouls that off into his own dugout here down the third base line. Driscoll sets. And comes home. And this is going to be fouled off to the screen again. Seventh pitch of the bat upcoming here. It'll be the 95th for Driscoll in the game. Reeves seeing if he can extend this 5-0 lead the 45s have. And he will take the next pitch high for a walk. So now it will be Gomes at second, Reeves at first. And the top of the order, Lane Pritchard, will now dig in here with two away in the bottom of the sixth. Pritchard 0-for-3 on the night. Flied to left in the first. Grounded to first in the third, and grounded to first in the fifth. He had been hot before tonight. He was 4-for-9 on the series with 5 RBI and a walk. So maybe he's due one here. He swings at the first pitch. It's a chopper right to the second baseman who juggles it a little bit but is able to grab it and throw over to first base. And it'll end the inning. A 2-run home run for the 45s, and they extend their lead to 5-0. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the seventh inning here at Tiger Field. Pittman back out here for his seventh inning of work. He's thrown 82 pitches so far, 60 for strikes, 22 balls. And the batter for the Stars is going to be number 25, Torin Boden, the first baseman. He's walked and popped out to center so far in this game, and he'll take the first pitch high for ball one. Second pitch is going to be in there for strike one. It was right on the knees there. Took it looking. And it looks like the 45s now have some action, maybe down in the bullpen, so Pittman could be nearing the end of the game. As the third pitch is going to be lined out there in to center field and down for a hit. So another leadoff runner on for the Stars. They have yet to be able to convert that into the runs as they trail 5-0 in the top of the seventh. So Boden on. Elder will come up to bat. Elder has reached once after striking out. He struck out in the second, struck out in the fifth, and struck out in the fifth. That was the one that the catcher dropped the pitch and was safe. So he's been on base, but struck out twice already today. And he'll take the first pitch was fouled. The second pitch is going to be fouled off to, took for a strike here. So quickly 0-2 on Elder. With a runner on.